This podcast is brought to you by Aspire Planning Group, insurance creating a better future for you and your family.
Thanks for joining us, Phil. First of all, what did you make of the performance this morning?
Yeah, look, I thought it was good. It was, I didn't think we had a bad player, difficult conditions. There was a golf in class, I thought, between the Socceroos and Kuwait. But it gave Graham Arnold a real opportunity to put into practice, I guess, what he's worked on in the last two camps where he opted not to have games. And it was kind of like a pre-season set-up with clubs in Europe where you train for a while and then your first game is against an opposition where you think you can put everything into practice, gain some confidence, score some goals. And that's with all due respect to Kuwait. But I thought it was a good, solid first outing under Graham Arnold.
And, Phil, obviously there have been quite a number of new faces coming into the fold, as well as returning players. Who really stood out for you?
Yeah, look, there was a few. I mean, you know, I thought if I go back to front, I think the subs that came on all had a real impact. Daniel Arzani, Juric, I thought was good. Mabil, of course, scored his goal. Thomas Deng, and wasn't that a good little subplot to the game as well, seeing Mabil and Deng celebrating together with the rich history that they bring to the Socceroos, and that's a wonderful story on its own. But, so I thought they all added really good impact off the bench, and I think Tommy Rogic looked a lot more lively with two holders behind him, and the way Graham Arnold likes to play, you know, he works very, very hard on getting numbers in the box when the ball's in wide areas, and I thought there were some really true hallmarks of the way he coaches tactically in the performance this morning.
You mentioned Thomas Deng and Awa Mabil there, Phil. You would have coached against them or been assistant manager against them in the A-League, and obviously it's a fantastic story for them coming through, being former South Sudanese refugees and making Australia their new home. When you coached against them in the A-League, did you, you know, ever expect that they'd get to this level?
Look, I mean, this is just a start for them at international level, and, I know Graham Arnold's always given young players an opportunity if he thinks they're good enough. And, you know, there was nothing this morning to suggest that they won't go on and forge fantastic international careers for themselves. But coaching against them, they were always, Mabil was always very tricky to defend against because he played with a really free spirit. He was very creative, quick, particularly over the first 5 or 10 metres. And, had an eye for goal. So that's always tough when you play against those players. And Thomas Deng, always strong, solid, read the game well. I'm not surprised to see them where they are. But as I think Mark Milligan said, presenting them with the jersey, the hard work starts now. So I'm sure they would have taken that on board.
And Phil, we are heading into a new World Cup cycle. What do you think should be the main goals?
Scoring goals. I think you hit the nail on the head, Louise. That's something that we've struggled to do, and Graham Arnold's made no secret of the fact that he believes that it was too reliant on one player to score goals for the Socceroos in the past. And as I said, he spends a lot of time, on patterns of play and rotations and getting the ball into dangerous areas. And when the ball is there, it's very automated for other players to know where they have to be in the box and when they need to arrive there. So once you get the right players in the right positions in the attacking third, then you're going to create a lot of opportunities, provided you've got the quality in those areas, and that's what he's working towards now.
And you know Arnie as well as anyone, and you've worked with him for quite some time. What would have been the first changes he made when he came into his new role as Socceroos boss, either behind the scenes or in training?
Yeah, look, he's very big on making sure everyone enjoys themselves and makes it an enjoyable environment and a very, very strong culture around the team mentality before any individual and a family environment, I guess. And, they would have been the main things. And I think that's why he really wanted those two camps without a game before this Kuwait game, so he could really bed down some of those principles and the cultural aspect that he likes to introduce. And you can see the players, they're playing with a smile on their face already. You can see from the training vision that we've seen through the two camps that there's a lot of laughter. But when it's time to knuckle down and work hard, they're doing that. And that's, as I said before, they're all the hallmarks of Graham Arnold and how he manages the team environment.
And Bert van Marwijk is now in the rearview mirror, and so is Ange Postecoglou. How does Arnie's style differ from Ange's and Bert van Marwijk's?
Yeah, well, I think those two in particular were at real different ends of the spectrum. You know, Ange was all about an attacking philosophy and probably, left himself a bit wider open defensively, whereas Bert van Marwijk was the opposite. He was rock solid on defence and making sure that the Socceroos were hard to beat. And I think, you know, I honestly believe, and I don't think either of those styles are wrong, but I think Graham Arnold has a very balanced approach with and without the ball. He knows that you can't always have a great night on the ball. So if that's the case, then you need a very solid defensive structure to fall back on. But he also spends a lot of time coaching in transition, and they are key moments in the modern game, as we all know. So where are you when we either lose the ball or we win the ball? And what's your job? And how can we penetrate the opposition, or how can we break the ball, break the play up to win the ball back? So, you know, he spends a lot of time in the video room, a lot of time on the training pitch, coaching to those things, and he's been very successful doing it.
Is that the main focus for Arnie tactically then, those transition moments? Because, you know, I noticed a lot of the Socceroos' goals this morning came from the ball being won sort of in the middle of the midfield and then the counter-attack being sprung very quickly. Are those moments, you know, very choreographed in training?
Yeah, they are. They certainly are. Everything is coached to by Graham Arnold, and he doesn't leave any stone unturned. I think it's pretty... It's down in Australian football folklore now how... what his attention to detail is, and he's always got the plan A, B and C for every situation, and that's why he's been so successful in the A-League with, you know, teams from the Central Coast Mariners to Sydney FC, and they're at different ends of the spectrum. So they are a key part of the game, but he coaches in a very balanced manner for all main moments of the game, which is with and without the ball and transition both ways.
And behind the scenes, we know he can be, you know, frosty with the media at times, but is he a different character, you know, behind the scenes in training camps and when he's with the players behind closed doors?
I don't know where this grumpy thing comes from with Graham Arnold, because he's one of the best blokes you'll ever meet. And I think anyone who's ever, you know, worked for him or under him, and I certainly can speak for friends as well, he's a very affable character. What you see is what you get. And... you know, he's really worked hard for this opportunity, and he's the first to admit that he wasn't ready, you know, when he got his first opportunity with the national team. But he really looks well prepared now to take this with both hands.
And Phil, only two more games left before the Asian Cup. Is that enough preparation time? And do you think we can see more rotation for the games against Lebanon and Korea?
Yeah, it's a good question, Louise. It is a short preparation, there's no doubt about that. And there was talk about Bert van Marwijk and his short preparation going into the World Cup. It's very similar. And will three games be enough? Time will tell. But certainly, I think he's made a very, very big impact already. And I think the difference between a Bert van Marwijk coming in with a short preparation and Graham Arnold is only... totally understands the Australian culture, and he's worked with a lot of those players and developed a lot of those players in the past. So I think the transition will be much quicker. And I think one of his concerns going into the Socceroos setup was that he was the third coach in a very, very short space of time. But the players adapted very well, and they've taken to the way he wants to be and play. And you could see that this morning. It was very, very clear. And for him to have an impact like that so quickly, I think augurs very well for the Asian Cup.
And Phil, just touching on one player in particular, Daniel Arzani isn't playing first-team football at the moment at Celtic. Fresh reports have come out yesterday saying he has a get-out clause where if he's not played for the Hoops by December, he can return to Manchester City. Just your thoughts on the situation.
Yeah, look, I hope that's the case, because I was... adamant from day one that it was a wrong move for him, without knowing the ins and outs behind the scenes of the deal. But I just thought Celtic and Scottish football, with all due respect to Scottish football, I just thought it was the wrong fit for Daniel Arzani. He wasn't a 90-minute player when he left the A-League. He only broke into the Melbourne City lineup just after Christmas, so he didn't even play a full half a season. And he's gone somewhere like Scotland and Celtic and not getting a run. So I always thought the best place for him would be a Holland or a Scandinavia. If you think back to Trent Sainsbury when he left us at the Central Coast Mariners, he went to Pex Zwolle in Holland, and he played regularly almost from the start, although he had a bit of an injury setback. But his career's blossomed because he was playing regular football. So I think Daniel Alzani needs to get out of there, and I think he needs to go somewhere where he's going to play regularly in the first team.
I couldn't disagree with you there, Phil. And just one last one. It's been 10 years since Graham Arnold first coached this Socceroos side, and you've had the pleasure and the privilege of seeing him develop as a coach since then in multiple roles. What's really changed for Graham Arnold? How has he grown and developed as a coach, you know, since he first coached the Socceroos on an interim basis?
We probably haven't got enough time to go into all of it, but look, the main
sum it up in 1 minute, Phil.
Yeah, I think his man management style and you know, how selfless he is. He'll do anything for his staff and his players, including take the heat off them in the media if it means him copping some a barrage of criticism. But you know, just the way he gets in players' heads and flushes them clean, I guess. So when they cross the white line on game day, they've got nothing else to think about but their performance, and they already know what they have to go and do. He's just a very thorough coach. He's spent a lot of time on upskilling in his leadership skills and learning from other coaches, from business leaders. And he takes his job very, very seriously. So as I said before, you couldn't wish anything but success for Arnie now with the national team, because he's worked so hard to earn the right to coach his country.
Well, Phil, we really do appreciate your time. It's a new era for a Socceroos, and we do appreciate your insights as well. We look forward to speaking to you again down the line.
Absolute pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.